This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The head of the UN's human rights monitoring mission to Ukraine Friday expressed deep concern by what she described as summary executions of prisoners of war carried out by both Russian and Ukrainian forces on the battlefield in Ukraine. At a news conference in Kyiv, the mission gave its first full reckoning of torture, use of human shields, and other abuses against POWs that could amount to war crimes since Russia's invasion more than a year ago. Monitoring Mission Chief Matilda Bogner documented the killings of up to 25 Russian prisoners of war by Ukrainian armed forces, as well as the summary execution of 15 Ukrainian prisoners of war shortly after being captured by Russian armed forces. She also detailed interviews the mission conducted with released prisoners of war from both sides.
Since the 24th of February last year, we have documented 621 cases of enforced disappearances and arbitrary detention of civilians by Russian armed forces. Among the 127 that we interviewed after their release, 90% reported that members of the Russian security forces tortured and ill-treated them while in detention. We have documented 91 cases of enforced disappearances and arbitrary detention committed by Ukrainian security forces. Of the 73 victims we interviewed, 53% had been tortured or ill-treated by members of Ukrainian armed forces and law enforcement agencies.
With Russia's attempt to capture the eastern city of Bakhmut stalled, Ukraine's top ground forces commander is indicating their long-awaited counteroffensive could begin very soon. From his Telegram social media account, Ukrainian Colonel General Alexander Sursky said Russia's Wagner Group mercenaries, often convicts recruited out of prisons, are, in his words, losing considerable strength and are running out of steam and trying to take control of Bakhmut. The European Union Thursday took steps to help Ukraine's efforts, finalizing a $2 billion deal to send 1 million rounds of ammunition to Ukraine. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will begin the highest-ranking Biden administration official visit to the African continent when she begins a tour of Ghana, Tanzania, and Zambia next week. Her office says she will work on strengthening partnerships, security, and economic prosperity. And analysts say her mere presence as the first female vice president who has ancestral ties to the continent is significant in itself. VOA's Anita Powell, who will be traveling with the vice president, reports from Washington.
After a wave of visits this year to the African continent by top U.S. officials, Vice President Kamala Harris steps up next. The White House says this builds on the administration's progress since last year's U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit, where President Joe Biden pledged to work to strengthen ties with the continent. Cameron Hudson is an analyst and consultant on African peace, security, and governance issues at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
She's the fifth senior-level U.S. official to go to Africa. She will have covered with her colleagues nearly a quarter of the countries in Africa with personal visits just in the last 3 months. So it's an unprecedented amount of attention and diplomacy going towards Africa.
And Harris, the highest-ranking elected woman in U.S. history, will also meet with the continent's only female head of state. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Britain's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has welcomed Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu to his Downing Street office, even as demonstrators gathered nearby to protest Netanyahu's right-wing policies. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Mr. Netanyahu, your own attorney general says you're breaking the law.
Netanyahu's visit to London comes as Israel faces a national crisis over his government's plans to overhaul the judicial system. As thousands of people took to the streets of Israeli cities on Thursday, Netanyahu, who's on trial for corruption, has defiantly pledged to proceed with the overhaul, which gives Israel's most right-wing coalition in history more control over judicial appointments, weakens the Supreme Court by limiting judicial review of legislation, and allows Parliament to overturn court decisions with a simple majority. I'm Charles Deledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to meet Friday with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and address Canada's parliament amid reports that a deal has been struck on managing undocumented migration across the neighbor's long border. Trade, Canada's anemic defense spending, and a potential international force to stabilize troubled Haiti were also expected to be on the agenda. As Biden flew from Washington late Thursday, there were reports that another hot-button issue in the otherwise smooth relationship between Canada and the U.S. has been resolved. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.